Now we'll change the subject again. Do you have any pictures or any stories about the hotel, Jackson Hotel, that used to be in Brooksville here?
Not at all.
Not at all?
I know where it was, but I have no pictures and very little recollection of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, as I remember, a three-story wood building.
It was a beautiful building.
Had one of the finest restaurants, uh-huh, the way I understand it.
It did, and a great, big, beautiful lobby. I remember carrying some of my older children there to get their pictures made one time. You know, they'd have
so it was still standing.
Uh-huh.
When we moved here,
they had photographers would come there, and people would take their children to get their pictures made. And Mr. and Mrs. Jackson ran it, I think, when we first came here.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And what was their first name?
I don't remember.
Let's see. His name was Seeger Jackson,
yeah,
I think.
Seeger.
Uh-huh,
yes.
Jackson.
Mr. and Mrs. Seeger Jackson.
And what was her name?
Ran the hotel.
That's right.
Yeah. Sweetest couple you ever saw.
Was it full most of the time? Did they have a lot of offices in it?
Yeah, and they had some people that lived there, just had rooms. Mr. Hosting, wasn't that his name?
Hosting.
Hosting. And he had a room there. For one person, that
Hirston, and they pronounced it Hirston.
Very good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know our fourth son used to love to go there.
And what was
his name? Stephen Brown.
Yeah.
And he loved to go up there to his room and talk to him because Stephen was interested in history. And this fella would talk to him about a lot of different kinds of history. And Stephen probably has some pictures. Of course, he lives in Missouri, but
he'll have a lot of memories.
Yeah, I know Mr. Hirston, is that his name, would tell him a lot of stories that he just loved hearing about.
Okay. I was just so surprised the first time I heard about it after I moved to Brooksville.
Mm-hmm.
And it has just always fascinated me.
Yeah.
And
well,
then
you shouldn't be surprised. You're a cotton-picking Yankee.
And the railroad,
uh-huh,
had a lot to do with how many people stayed at the hotel.
Yeah, they had people from the...
Did you use the railroad a lot?
No, I did not.
When you went to Jackson to try...
I did not.
You did not use it.
It was pretty cumbersome to get from here to Jackson on a train.
But when our first years here, we rode the train up to Boonville to see his people. Was it called the Rebel?
Yeah.
And then the other little train, what was that other little train that we'd ride it down to Macon? Everybody did. To shop and come back. It came back and forth several times a day. And we would ride that little train. Was it called the Doodlebug? No,
that's what we called it.
I think I've heard that term.
I think that's what it was called.
The Doodlebug.
Uh-huh. And people would go to Tupelo and then catch the next one back and things like that.
Did the college students not go back and forth on the train also?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we
see students at Mississippi State at the railroad station in West Point a lot. That's where they change trains to get to start.
And they used to pick the mail up too. They'd have a mail bag and they'd hang it up on a hook. And the train didn't stop. It was coming through, and it grabbed that mail off of the hook.
Oh, really?
And
when they unloaded the mail, they'd throw it out on a hook. It was fixed by the railroad track. Hang it there every lick.
Hmm. Was there a train that came through with produce on it and sold produce off of the train?
I never saw that.
I never did either. Now, Mr. Calamese may have, he had warehouses along the railroad track, and he may have gotten some groceries that way. I'm not sure.